New heading, The Alternative. Several months ago, I told a relative about the biblical teaching on slander. His reaction was instructive. If we can't speak about others' evil doing and incompetence, what are we supposed to do? Bury our heads in the sand and pretend that everyone we know is beautiful and holy? Are we supposed to let wickedness go unchecked and error go unchallenged? What is the alternative to speaking against others when they are actually in the wrong? The question could be formulated this way. If slander is the wrong response to sin and incompetence in others, what is the right response? The proper response among Yeshua followers is set forth clearly in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. If I have seen my brother do something wrong, I am to go directly to him and discuss the matter with him in private. I am not to broadcast the facts as I saw them to my neighbors, friends, relatives, co-workers, and fellow Yeshua followers. Instead, I am to confront the person directly, talk over the situation with him, and try to help him deal righteously with what he has done. Unfortunately, many of us are ready to talk about our brother's sins and faults with everyone except with the brother himself. It is much easier to complain and criticize to third parties than it is to go directly to a brother or sister and point out his or her fault. We are afraid to talk with the sister herself, but we are not afraid to talk about her. Yet genuine love should compel us to do whatever we can to help a brother or sister improve, change, and grow, or even to be restored to full fellowship with God. My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. James 5, verses 19 through 20. The words of Messiah are just as clear. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. Matthew 18:15. Our aim should be to win our brother rather than to lose him. Our aim will be reflected in the way in which we go to our brother or sister. We should not reprove him or her arrogantly or aggressively, challenging and provoking the person to react defensively and in anger. Paul teaches us how to administer reproof. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Galatians 6, verse 1. We should be courteous and considerate, expressing genuine concern for the other. We should also be eager to find out from the person whether or not our perception of the facts is inaccurate. Nonetheless, we must present our concern to him or her firmly, clearly, and without ambiguity. The more concrete and specific we can be, the better. For example, it is better not to correct another for things like pride and selfishness, general qualities that are open to subjective interpretation, but rather to correct them for how they actually mishandled a particular situation. The more specific and concrete the correction, the easier it is for our brother or sister to respond receptively and with zeal to change. Our aim throughout should be to win our brother, not to criticize and attack him. In addition to going to the brother or sister directly with a reproof or a concern, it is also possible to go to an appropriate authority who has some responsibility for the person. This is what Yeshua means when he says, "Tell it to the ecclesia." The word ecclesia here probably refers to the elders of the community who are able to represent the body in such juridical matters. According to the words of Yeshua, we should begin by going to the brother or sister personally and in private, and we should bring the matter before the ecclesia only when other, more direct methods have proved ineffective. the most direct approach is clearly preferred. However, on occasion, it is necessary and helpful to go to the appropriate authority even before confronting the brother or sister directly. For example, if we have reason to believe that a direct confrontation could irreparably damage our relationship with the person, or if we are persuaded that the other would not be able to receive the reproof from us, it might be best to go immediately to someone responsible for the person who could assist in administering the correction. Even so, we resort to an outside authority only when we are convinced that a more direct method of correction will prove ineffective or perhaps even detrimental. Many possible authorities can be helpful in resolving questions of wrongdoing or incompetence. If we are dealing with a young person, then it may be best to present the concern before the person's parents. In matters internal to the life of the Yeshua-following community, it is also possible to approach a leader in the community to enlist his help. In some situations, it may even be appropriate to go to our boss with a concern about a fellow worker. Whenever a clear line of authority and personal responsibility in the situation exists, it is possible to seek help from someone else in correcting another. If we are going to seek help from an appropriate authority in dealing with another's wrong, we must be willing to be identified to the other. We should not cling to anonymity. Going to an authority is not a way of shirking our responsibility and getting someone else to do the dirty work. Rather, its purpose is to render correction more effectively. If we bring a concern about another to a spiritual leader, that leader must be free to say to the brother or sister who it was who raised the concern. It is unfair for the brother or sister to be questioned about wrongdoing or incompetence without knowing who first raised the question regarding him or her. The secular legal system has long recognized that it is wrong to try a defendant without allowing them to face directly their accuser or the witnesses for the prosecution. Yeshua followers should be just as careful. If we love our brother and want to help the proper authority uncover the full truth, we must put aside our anonymity and allow ourselves to be identified as the source of the information. The only people we should talk to about another person's sin are that person and an appropriate authority. If we cannot go directly to the person and also cannot take the matter to an appropriate authority, then we must learn to live with the difficulty. We are not free to talk about it at will. To talk to others about someone's sin is slander. We find a couple of exceptions to this rule. First of all, if we cannot talk to the individual or to an authority about the person's sin, and if this poses a major personal difficulty for us, we can seek advice about what to do from a wise and experienced brother or sister. This must be done carefully and, if possible, without revealing the identity of the person whose wrongdoing we are discussing. Second, we occasionally may need to warn others about someone based on information at our disposal. For example, perhaps we have reliable knowledge that teenaged Sally down the block likes to steal things when she babysits. In addition to dealing directly with Sally and her parents, and perhaps the police, we may want to warn people not to hire Sally as a babysitter. We thereby protect others from Sally and protect Sally from herself. The New Testament teaching on slander and correction is directed mainly to Yeshua followers in their relationships with one another. If your brother sins, Matthew 18, verse 15. Nevertheless, the same fundamental principles apply to relationships outside the Yeshua-following community. When a Yeshua follower sees the sin of a non-Yeshua following neighbor or business associate, she does not have the right to speak of it indiscriminately to her Yeshua following friends. She must either go to the person directly, go to some authority who has concern for them, or forbear. We are not free to level accusations and charges against someone just because that person lacks a commitment to Yeshua. Unfortunately, forbearance is easier to talk about than to practice. This is true regarding relationships with both Yeshua followers and non-Yeshua followers. Another person's insolence or stupidity or incompetence or thoughtlessness grates and grinds on us. Our fleshly response is to lash out in a complaint. If we know that slander is wrong, we may formulate our complaint in a subtle and indirect fashion, communicating our displeasure and judgment with hints, gestures, and frowns rather than with an explicit accusation. However, our complaint has been registered. The biblical teaching, on the other hand, calls us to a different approach. If we decide to forbear pointing out a person's mistake or sin rather than confront them with it personally or bring it to a proper authority, we should drop the matter and not pick it up again. It may be difficult. The sinful flesh may rebel. Still, anything less is not true forbearance. The real alternative to slander is courtesy and the showing of honor. I have found a simple rule very helpful in guarding my tongue against slander. Everything I say about a person should increase the esteem my listeners have for that person. If I am saying something that will in any way lower others' esteem for him or her, then I probably should not be saying it. Many times my mouth has been shut in mid-sentence when I have remembered this simple rule. It would not be so difficult to avoid slander if we developed better habits of showing honor and commendation with our tongue.